At noon tomorrow, America's 43rd president assumes office. Last night, the 42nd president said farewell. In a short speech from the Oval Office, President Clinton emphasized he is leaving the country in good shape.
Our economy is breaking records with more than 22 million new jobs, the lowest unemployment in 30 years, the highest home ownership ever, the longest expansion in history.
He spoke of turning deficits to surpluses, of getting the country on track to be debt-free, of the global economy giving dignity to Americans and to others around the world. But he also looked ahead.
The expansion of trade hasn't fully closed the gap between those of us who live on the cutting edge of the global economy and the billions around the world who live on the knife's edge of survival. This global gap requires more than compassion. It requires action.
NPR's Mara Liasson joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Was this a standard farewell speech? What was the president trying to accomplish?
Well, I think in some ways it was standard. It was a little later than usual. Usually presidents deliver their farewell address with a couple more days between them and the inauguration of the next president. And there was some Republican grumbling about that. But I think it was standard in the sense that this is the last chance that a president has to influence policy. Other presidents have not only sketched out, as President Clinton did last night, the way they want their administration to be remembered, but also issued a kind of challenge or a warning to the next president. President Eisenhower warned about the military-industrial complex. And you just heard President Clinton warn George W. Bush, the president-elect, about several issues that he thinks need to be attended to. That comment about the global gap requires more than compassion, it requires action. I think that was a swipe at George Bush's compassionate conservatism. He also talked about fiscal responsibility and how important it is to maintain that. I think that was an implied criticism that we shouldn't have those big across-the-board tax cuts that might wipe out the surplus. And he also talked about how important it is for America to continue to lead in the world. Possibly he was thinking about George W. Bush's promise to get American troops out of places like the Balkans.
How close did he come to a fair representation of the Clinton presidency?
Well, I think he didn't mention the scandals, and I suppose some people would say that nothing is a fair representation without mentioning those. But the point is that the economy is good. The statistics he cited are correct. Unemployment is down. All of the social indicators are up. Crime is down. The welfare rolls are shrinking. Basically, last night he was saying, I did what I came to office to do. And the fact that his approval ratings are as high as they are right now, they're over 60%, it sounds like the majority of Americans think that's probably a fair representation of his term.
He said he hopes to be a good citizen. What is that going to involve?
Well, he has a whole bunch of things that he wants to do. First and foremost, he says he's going to run his library and a kind of public policy center in Little Rock. He's building that now. He also is going to be a good citizen in that he's going to raise money for his family. He's going to make a living for his family for the first time in a long time. He's also going to be the most famous Senate spouse that America has ever had. He'll be a leader of his party. He'll be raising money for Democrats, but I also think that he has the potential to be a provocative ex-president. He hasn't said anything specifically about how George W. Bush has been governing or beginning to govern yet, but he might. I find it hard to believe that this president could restrain himself. I'm sure he has a lot to say about Bush and also about how the members of his own party should conduct themselves in the minority. So I think that he has the potential to be a player, a big player, for a long time.
Ex-presidents usually stay relatively quiet.
Well, they do, but this president reinvented so much about the presidency. He kind of redefined what could be accomplished, what could be survived, what could be gotten away with. I don't see why he shouldn't do the same for the post-presidency. I think he'll be defining it his own way. And I can't imagine that he's going to just fade into the woodwork.
NPR's Mara Liasson.